grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian centered on a one-time pass. Flips the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. By me, Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Third period, 3-1 LA. Sharks win the draw. They put it back to the point. There's Thompson with it. Holds it. Goes back to Granlund. Throws it to the net. Score! Mikael Granlund lets a shot rip from 55 feet out, and it gets by Rittich, and the Sharks are within one with a minute to play.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be ready to play. You saw, you know, the second half of the game, we started to wear them down, got pucks behind them, started playing, you know, more towards our identity, and just got to be consistent in doing that for us to, you know, string together, really get the first win. But if we do that consistently, you know, that's how we're going to get wins for a group. And, you know, we talked about that here after. Just we can't start like that. You know, you're just chasing it the whole time. So, you know, we got to learn from it. And, you know, it's obviously tough right now, but, you know, hopefully we can learn from it and take the good from the second half of the game and, you know, have that more often than not.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It is a Friday morning. The San Jose Sharks fall to the LA Kings by a final last night of 3-2, 8 straight winless to start off the season. And the San Jose Sharks continue on with this road trip. Next up, they are going to be at Vegas on Saturday night. So the Sharks still looking for that first win of the year. Although they did not win last night, I think there was room for praise in terms of improvement and playing a better game as of late. Actually, their last two games have been better, especially last night. They cut down on the penalties. In the last two games, they're not giving up as many goals. They're doing more things right. Overall, you like to hope that it's trending in the right direction, but still, when you're 8 straight to start the year for a second consecutive year without a win, yeah, there's going to be some downtrodden nature, and you can understand why a little bit of negativity has been seen from the San Jose Sharks. You can understand why a little negativity is seeping in the perception of the team, but if that wants to change, then the guys have got to be the guys that are the agents of change that change the dynamic for this team out there on the ice. I think that my favorite aspect out of last night, however, has got to be the fact that they only went to the box twice. LA only went to the power play 2 times. If you compare that to the previous few games where they've been racking up 7 penalties in some of those instances, that is a huge step in the right direction because the Sharks, while they are trying to plug holes in the dam, as it were, they have to rectify things that are the most damaging that they're doing to themselves in the games. That's the most important thing that I see. Can they take steps to correct the most obvious problem? And when we look at the last few games, the most obvious problem was the penalties. They were just simply shooting themselves in the foot, taking too many penalties, too many stick penalties, too many reaching plays where they were just not in good defensive position, trying to make up for it, and then getting called for the penalty. Now, some of them were a little bit ticky-tack letter of the law. I'm not going to deny that, but we heard Cody Ceci after the Anaheim game say that they, you know, haven't earned the right to argue those calls. They need to stay off the officials, and they just need to play a more sound and clean game. And the Sharks did that to a much greater extent in this game against LA. The issue with this game in LA is that they started off exceptionally slowly. I don't know what the difference was in this game versus what we saw in, say, Winnipeg or Chicago or Colorado, but this was one where they just looked really, really sluggish off the start, and they just couldn't do much offensively. Every time they got it down in the offensive zone, it was quickly given back to the opposition. Then they were trying to absorb the rush, and then LA was entering with speed and just put the Sharks in negative positions. And yes, They got a tip goal, one goal off of McKenzie's pads. That's not in a great place to be. You would like to catch the breaks a little bit more, but suddenly, boom, 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 you know, less than 12 minutes into the game, and then three goals in a 7-minute and 5-second stretch, the Sharks gave up three goals, and suddenly they were down 3-0, and I think there were echoes of what we saw happening Friday night last week in Winnipeg, you know, reverberating through the Sharks' dressing room, and they all had to wonder, uh-oh, is this happening again? But whatever was said during the first period, whatever was agreed upon, seemed to strike some sort of a chord, because from that point on, the Sharks played a much better game. I also have to compare that with the fact that the Kings probably took their foot off the gas a little bit and were a little bit more in game management mode because they had a three-goal cushion. But, you know, it's easy to let that game get away from you when you're down 3-0, even if the other team maybe isn't buzzing the same way that they were in that first period, just because of all the mental weight, knowing that you're down 3-0, knowing that you've only scored more than three goals once this year. These all had to be factors in the Sharks' head as they were going through this game. So for San Jose, I think they have to try and look at the positives out of this game. They have to choose the fact that they did fight their way back into it. They have to choose the fact that they did see Mikael Granlund generating offense. They have to look at the fact that Jack Thompson was a part of that offense generation, and they have to appreciate the fact that they were able to get themselves back into the game and give themselves a fighting chance as it came down to the final moments of the game. They had opportunities. They had chances to tie it and earn a point out of this game. And although that is not going to be, you know, a great accomplishment to just get a point once again, you're fighting. You're out there giving yourself a chance. And I know that if we compare to the start a year ago in which they were also, winless through eight, you're going to see more lopsided scores. You're going to see more goal differential. You're going to see not as high quality of play. And, you know, that was a winless streak, which was, I believe, 11 to start the season. And they just, you know, were playing worse hockey, and it culminated in those 10-2 and 10-1 losses before they finally won two in a row. But, you know, for San Jose right now, they have to figure out how they can get everybody going. It's not just about the fact that you've got some of your top performers going, like William Eklund, like Fabian Zetterlund, like Tyler Toffoli, like Mikael Granlund. You've got to get everybody else on the list going. And that's, you know, where I want to go is Jack Thompson, who has been called up and is making the most of his opportunity and is simply creating opportunities for his teammates. He is making sound passes. He is making wise decisions. He is being a plus for the offense. And I think that for all these young players, they have to look at a guy like Jack Thompson, 22 years old, who came over in that Anthony Duclair trade as a guy who is making the most of that opportunity, because that's got to be the blueprint in San Jose right now. Making the most of an opportunity, making the most of your opportunity to get out there and show the team that you belong at the National Hockey League level, whether it's your opportunity due to injury, whether it's your opportunity because they want to take a look at you, whatever it is, Jack Thompson making the most of that right now. And so while the Sharks do not have Macklin Celebrini right now, who is their most potent offensive weapon, they are getting the opportunity to look at other sources of offensive generation. And Jack Thompson has been able to now get points three in his last two games. And I know that he's not going to be relied upon to be the main generator of offense on this team, but he is contributing. He's finding himself a part of goal scoring plays. And even if he is not the primary assist getter, or even if he is not the goal getter, you have to look at that and say he's giving guys the puck in a good situation. When he is receiving the puck, he is seeing space and finding a guy who can then make the next play. And that is not as easy as it sounds. That is something that requires very fast thinking, good vision, and just overall confidence to go out there and make the right play, especially in critical game situations. If we look at the scoreboard from last night, Mikael Granlund, two goals. Alex Wennberg, two assists. Jack Thompson, two assists. You know, those were the three who contributed on all the goals. And while you would like to see more contribution down the line, it is interesting to note that now Mikael Granlund has moved past Tyler Toffoli for the lead in points for San Jose. But you need to get everybody contributing at this point of the season. You just need more. You need more from Delandria. You need more from Ferraro. You need more from Kostin, who has found himself a little bit in the doghouse. He only was out there for 5 minutes last night. You need more from Ruda. You need more from Grunstrand. Cunning did have a goal two games ago, but you still want more from him. You want more from Goody, from CeCe. Everybody needs to be relied upon for offense. There isn't anyone you can look at right now and think, well, you know, that's not their job specifically. But, you know, whether it's Mario Ferraro or Tyler Toffoli or whoever it is, You have an A on your sweater. You are a rookie. You are whoever you are. You need to figure out a way to create offense or be part of that offense creation for the team. Whether or not that's always going to result in a point for you, you know, I can't say, but that has to be goal number one, to just create more potency for the offense, because the Sharks, they're not playing with leads, right? They're not giving themselves an opportunity to dictate the course of the game. They're always reactive right now, and that's something that they've got to figure out, how to be the team that takes control of a game and then carries that control to the finish. They are not as far off, I think, as some people want to make it. I know that, you know, for an 8 straight winless, if we compare to a year ago, I like what I'm seeing more out on the ice right now, and I don't think that they're that far off, but that doesn't make it any easier to stomach right now. When you are consistently losing, when you're going down, it's difficult, and I think that you're watching the guys want so hard to get that win. You heard Nico Stern before the game yesterday saying, oh, we need to smile more out there on the ice. We need to not be over-gripping. I think he's 100% correct. I think that's exactly what they need to do. I don't know that they're over-gripping, but I think that that aspect is coming into their game. And I think another thing that's important to notice this year is that they're not playing hero hockey to the same extent. There is more trust out there on the ice. They are still trying to play their game. You know, they got behind in Chicago. They played their game. They got behind against Colorado. They still played their game. You know, same story against LA last night. Anaheim, again, they played their game. They kept themselves in it. They got a chance. They're not getting away from it and falling down, other than that one game against Winnipeg. They're giving themselves much more of a chance game in, game out. So I appreciate that, but, you know, that's not going to be enough right now, especially when they go into Vegas on Saturday night. That is a hostile territory. That is going to be a difficult situation that the Sharks are going to have to, again, manage the start of the game. And getting off to a slow start has been a bit of a paradigm for the San Jose Sharks as of late. If we look back at that game against Chicago, they fell down 2-0. If we look against the Jets, they fell behind 2-0 before they got their first goal to make it 2-1. But then by the end of the first period, it was 4-1. And then, you know, very early in the second period, they were down 5-1. If we look at the game that occurred against the Avs on Sunday, that was another game in which they found themselves 2-0 down before they got one towards the end of the first period. If we look at Tuesday's game, they were down 1-0, and they did find their way back into it to tie, only to concede another goal shortly thereafter. And then last night, they found themselves down 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, relatively early in the game, just a little bit more than halfway through the first period. And that's not a good way to get yourself through a game. You are going to find yourself in a difficult situation. And right now the Sharks need to figure out how to manage things, how to get better starts to games, be ready to go. It doesn't matter if they were in it at the end. They need to figure out the portions of the game where they are having trouble. Last night they rectified penalties. They gave themselves a much better chance in the game. But you look at the start, giving up 3 goals right off the bat, that was something they were not able to recover from. And, you know, you put yourself in a hole, you're chasing a game throughout the entirety while you're out there on the road, it's not any easier. That's got to be something that they build upon going into this game against Vegas on Saturday night. They say, okay, guys, can we keep out of the box for a second consecutive game? Because we rectified that for one. Now, can we eliminate the slow starts that we've had in our game? If they can eliminate those two aspects while finding more offensive generation, they're going to give themselves a chance to win. Easier said than done. I totally acknowledge that. Easier said than done, but the Sharks at this point have just got to figure out the little things, and instead of looking at the big picture, start micromanaging small aspects of the game. Can they get through the first 5 minutes without giving up a goal? Can they get through the first 10 minutes? Can they get through the first 15? Get that the first period out of the way and find themselves either level at zero or maybe with a goal advantage. That would be my dream scenario for San Jose, just to see them have that much more continuity out there on the ice, just to see them have that much more of something to build on from consecutive games. And then if you can do some things well in that game, whether or not you win, see if you can take that into Utah as you finish off this road trip before you come back home on Tuesday night against LA. And then you're going to see the Hawks on Thursday night to finish off the month. All right, as promised, I do have more of that Henry Thrun interview that you heard a little bit of yesterday on the build-up, but I also wanted to get into some post-game reaction. Let's hear from head coach Ryan Orsovsky. He was asked if the team is close to breaking through for that first win.
Well, I don't know if it's close, but it's better than the first, that's for sure. Just can't do that in the first period in this league. We did some good things in the second and third. We're still giving up too many chances.
He was also asked about trying to figure out what's happening with the slow starts and specifically why it was slow in last night's game.
No, we'll dissect it, though. We'll look at it, talk to the leadership group. Again, I thought we had a great practice yesterday. I thought our guys were had energy, you know, before the game. But something we'll have to look at for sure.
He was also asked about the lack of offensive generation from players across the board and how they can get other guys going.
Yeah, we need guys to step up. We need a lot of guys to step up and be more consistent night after night, and we're just not getting that at all. A lot of passengers, and when one guy's going, the next night he's not going, so we got to find some consistency in our game.
He also spoke to morale of the team and keeping it up even though they are losing.
No, I mean, it's the National Hockey League. You know, you work so hard as a kid to get to this point in your career and whatnot. We're going to just say we're in a tough spot and just shy away. This is life. You're going to get, you know, punched in the face with some adversity, and we got to push through. No, this is the National Hockey League. This is the best league in the world. And if you don't have joy in playing this game, then you're in the wrong business and you're on the wrong team. And we'll weed those guys right out.
He also spoke to the many opportunities they were giving LA and why LA was creating so many looks.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. There's our line changes. We can start with that. Off the first shift, we change. They come right at us. You know, we know they wanted to hit the middle of the ice, and we didn't defend that very well. You know, we're not taking time and space away as quickly and as fast as we want to. So that was probably the biggest thing that I saw. We'll have to go back and watch it.
Fabian Zetterlund was one of the players who spoke after the game, and he was asked about, you know, what happened, why the team was better in the second and third periods overall, and what they can take from that into games going forward.
I mean, when we move the puck and we actually make plays and have fun, you know, that's a part of the hockey. I mean, then when we do those kind of stuff, we look like a really good hockey team, you know, and we just kind of do it, you know, and it is what it is.
He was also asked about the team fighting back in the final moments of the game.
I mean, we do everything we can at the end, you know. Everyone is, I mean, Ek is against four or five guys in their team, you know. Probably the whole LA bench were ready to jump too, and we just stick up for him, you know, and just have to battle through it, you know. And then, yeah, we're close, but not close enough, and yeah, that's what it is.
Luke Cunnan was asked about the slow start to the game.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be ready to play. You saw, you know, the second half of the game, we started to wear them down, got pucks behind them, started playing, you know, more towards our identity, and just got to be consistent in doing that for us to, you know, string together, really get the first win. But if we do that consistently, you know, that's how we're going to get wins for our group. And, you know, we talked about that hereafter. It's just we can't start like that. You know, you're just chasing it the whole time. So, you know, we got to learn from it. And, you know, it's obviously tough right now, but, you know, hopefully we can learn from it and take the good from the second half of the game and, you know, have that more often than not.
Cunnan was also asked if the fact that they did play so well for 40 minutes of the game, if it feels like the team is close to getting that first win.
Yeah, but we got to get results, obviously, and just consistency. We got to do it from the start. We can't have slow starts. They're a good hockey team, obviously, and they go up a few quick on us, and you know, then you're chasing the game. So if we tighten up a few things and just do that for, you know, full 60 minutes, we're gonna give ourselves best chance to win.
That next opportunity comes Saturday night at 7, pregame 6:30, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. As promised, the rest of that interview I did with Hank Thrun of the San Jose Sharks. How much more of a comfort level was there this year entering the NHL versus where you were at previous points of your career? Because you had a brief taste 2 years ago. Last year, you had an extended taste. But this year, you'd been through that. You were not that you were wide-eyed before, but there was nothing that was particularly new about this year in training camp and starting off at the NHL level.
Yeah, it obviously helps a lot. You know, it's just each time you show up in San Jose, just being a little more comfortable, both in and out of the facility. So it's a big step. And I think, you know, for me, it definitely helps my game when I'm able to feel comfortable and feel settled in. So, you know, each, you know, kind of segment that passes by, I just find myself getting more comfortable and, you know, gaining more confidence and trying to add more elements to my game. And, you know, it's not everything's gonna be perfect. You know, the first week, first month, first season. So for me, it's just, you know, trying to slowly progress and try to evolve and become the best player that I can be.
Have you talked to any of the other young guys who are up this year, like a Will Smith? Because, you know, I watch him and I feel like in the last couple of games, he's gotten decidedly better. There's that acclimation period. But did you say anything to him like, yeah, man, like it's going to come at you fast? Like the NHL is a whole different animal. Or do you try to be hands off?
Yeah, it's a mix because obviously, you know, last year being a rookie, I know what it's like to be a rookie in this organization. But at the same time, we have some great older veterans that, you know, a voice coming from them for guys that have, you know, won cups or a little bit later in their career might be a little bit more beneficial for them to hear. So, you know, there's times that I'll just kind of, you know, pick up a conversation with them and see what's going on, and kind of poke around. But I try not to give too much advice. You know, I mean, they're all good players and they're here for a reason. So more just try to be, you know, just if they're open to talking, you know, talk to them about anything and just kind of be a voice of be a supportive voice for whatever they need.
Is it more of a separation between the young guys and the old guys hanging out, or does everybody just pretty much hang out with everyone?
No, everyone hangs out with everyone, which is good. You know, it's always nice to see kind of a blend. Within the team dynamic, you know, the dinner groups have been pretty wild, and we don't know rhyme or reason as to who goes to dinner with who. So it makes it a lot of fun. You know, I think the team's gelling a little bit as we move forward, and obviously going through some tough times right now. But you know, I think it just kind of brings us closer together, and when we get on the other side of it, it'll feel even better.
The only game where I felt like you guys didn't have a chance to win was the Winnipeg one, just because they got out on top 4-1, you know, by the end of the first period, and then 5-1, I believe 47 seconds or 43 seconds into the second period. But every other game, you guys have been right there. St. Louis, that was a winnable game. You got a point out of the Anaheim game, the first one, they didn't score till 10 minutes in the third. Dallas, it goes to a shootout. Chicago, you guys are there, but a lot of penalties. The Winnipeg game, obviously, second night of a back-to-back, more penalties. Colorado, you guys are still right there fighting towards the end. And then last night's game, that's another really tight game. So is there frustration right now? Where is the team after seven games, having earned a couple of points but not getting that first win?
Yeah, I would say probably disappointment is a better word than frustration. You know, I think we know we're putting in the work, and we know that we're doing everything possible to give ourselves a chance to win the games. And now it's just a matter of you know, executing it and making sure you know, while the game is going on within those 60 minutes, that we're doing everything correct and what we had talked about to make sure we're giving ourselves the best chance to win. So, I mean, our preparation is there. We know we're putting the work leading up, and now it's just a matter of executing the game plan and finding a way to win the game. So for us, it's you know, I think it's a step to be in the games. But at the end of the day, we need to be results driven. And for us, obviously we haven't had our first win yet. So that's a pretty big result that in a pretty big box that hasn't been checked yet. So for us, that's probably going to be or that is our biggest goal right now, and something that I think will hopefully drive the team to become better and hopefully accomplish that goal.
How hard is it to focus on the results-oriented aspect of it, of knowing you need to win while forgetting the previous game, because the previous game is what's driving you towards those results?
Yeah, it's part of the being in the grind of the NHL, right? You play I think what 82 games in 190-ish days, so it's you're basically going every other day. And you know, it's a good thing when your team's going good and everything's clicking, because you know, you just kind of roll with it. But if things start to go south, you got to make sure you kind of take a second pause and reset and try to get the troops moving the right way. So it's definitely tough moving from game to game, but I feel like going into each game, we've had good energy and good jump, and had the right mindset. So now it's just a matter of kind of turning that into a win and finding whatever way possible to do that, which we haven't done yet.
What has the messaging been from the coaching staff about the penalties the team's taken in the last four games?
Yeah, it's obviously been an issue of ours. You know, it's tough to I think we took seven minors last night with myself taking one and be killing 14 minutes off out of a 60-minute game. It's quarter of the game, so it's tough. It impacts the game more than just, having to play defense for 2 minutes. You start to play certain guys too much, you get out of rhythm with line matching and everything like that. So it definitely doesn't help our team. And I think the message has just been a good penalty versus a bad penalty. If you're playing hard and you're on the forecheck and you catch a guy and there's a penalty on it, then that's great. But if it's a kind of a ticky-tack reach penalty, then we're not going to accept those. So for us, that's an area of our game that we need to clean up right now.
How different has it been for you with Ryan Warsofsky from his position with the defenseman a year ago versus him being the head coach now?
Yeah, obviously, it's a bit of a different relationship. Not as much individual communication with them, which is expected. And I think something that's the way that a head coach should sort of be. So he's someone that, having had a existing relationship with him, I know that there's times I can always go up to him and have a conversation and ask questions or kind of talk through things as need be. And those conversations have happened. But at the same time, being a head coach is obviously just naturally certain things that you tend not to be as involved with the players as the assistant coaches. So Wars obviously is a super personable guy. So it's something that it's kind of a balancing act between the both because that's what makes him a great coach. So far I think everyone's been happy with the way that that relationship has kind of evolved.
What's the focus heading into the game against LA?
Yeah, I think the big thing, as you said, we'll be staying out of the box. We'll be number one. And then secondly, we gotta stay consistent. For us, if we play a 45-minute game out of 60 minutes, that's not enough. So we need a full 60-minute effort, and hopefully tomorrow night we can get that done.
Wasn't too long ago that you were the new guy in San Jose. How has it been with a lot of turnover on the roster this year and a lot of new guys coming in, like a Cody Ceci, a Jake Wallman, Wennberg, Grunstrom, DeLandria, Toffoli? Has it been fun getting to know all these guys?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really great. I think the management staff did a great job of doing their homework to make sure that everyone comes in is going to be kind of steering the ship in the right direction. I feel like that we got a lot of high character guys and guys that have come from winning environments, which is a good thing. So, obviously, so far we haven't as I said, we haven't seen the results, but I feel that the culture has taken a step forward, which is really the kind of step zero, as you could say. So I feel like that's kind of been a good accomplishment for us. But so far, as I said, the results haven't been there, and that's going to be kind of the next step for us.
So we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. Practice is done with. You're going to go get some dinner later. What do you do now during this chill time? You take a nap, you watch TV, you go for a walk. What's on the Hank Thrun docket?
Yeah, I like to watch a lot of films, so I'll probably watch some film this afternoon, catch up on some just some different tasks I gotta get done, and then yeah, usually call my family or go for a walk and go out to dinner with the guys. So nothing too crazy, nothing too physically active, but try to stay kind of mentally engaged with something rather than just laying around all day.
Nice. Well, I will let you get to that. I do not want to interrupt you and your work for the next game, but I appreciate your time, Hank, and I will see you soon. All right.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
Again, that is Henry, aka Hank Thrun of the San Jose Sharks. I spoke to him Wednesday afternoon, and I'll hopefully have some more interviews for you as we prepare for the game on Monday, and then the team is back on Tuesday. So on Sunday, I'm hoping to talk to some of the guys and get you some more interviews. If you also missed the interview I did yesterday with Vitek Vanacek, you can hear that on the build-up as well as the start of that interview I did with Henry Thrun. But for the San Jose Sharks right now, it's simply about building on what are, three performances which have had their flaws but have been better, especially compared to the games against Chicago and Winnipeg, which were their, in my opinion, two worst games of the year. Colorado, still too many penalties, but they took steps in the right direction. Same thing with Anaheim, too many penalties, but again, steps in the right direction. And then last night against the Kings, they cut down on the penalties, but they found themselves in a 3-0 hole early and had to fight back from that point. But they did fight back, and they gave themselves a chance to walk away with a tie. They didn't get it when all was said and done, but you like what you saw. Also, two consecutive games where you're getting quality performances from Mackenzie Blackwood, even though, yes, three goals were scored early. One was a tip. One tipped off of his pad. I don't put him at the blame for why they fell behind 3-0 early. He was put at a bad position to see that many shots early on and that many great A's. So let's see if the Sharks can rectify things and look better against Vegas on Saturday night. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.